Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. It's the 17th of August. We're halfway through this. And we are past the show. And speaking of the show, here's Frosty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frosty. Everything okay?
Yeah. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're recovering because my sweetheart, Linda, just put on an incredible show on Saturday. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and I want to thank all of our listeners who came to a magical evening. It was a night that it's not just about me. It was this feeling of everybody on stage, everybody backstage, everybody in the audience, the parents of the people in the show. Friends and neighbors all took this evening and celebrated life and came forth. We raised a wonderful amount of money where we can burn CDs and DVDs to send to our troops. And we had a beautiful military tribute. And I'm just feeling like emotionally high, and at the same time, that feeling after you've done something huge in your life, there's like a
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that had that had a lot to do with this, and the band, the Cool Yules, Maddie Schutte, 11 years old, singing, Rick Hill, what a beautiful job he did with the guitar, and Sarah Lieberman.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones here for a second. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Morning, John.
How are you? I just wanted to call and say congratulations on a fabulous show. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And, Carl, you did great with that harmonica.
Yeah, 3 months of my life devoted to playing one song.
No, you did good.
Hey, thanks a lot.
That your dad and sister and brother were so proud of you when I met them. It was just fantastic. I liked everything about the show. Peggy did a great job. Ken did a great job. The young lady did a great job. It was really good, and you're right. All your friends and neighbors and all of the people in Shasta came out, showed their support, and we were all proud of you.
Thank you, John. And people came up from Sacramento, and while I've got you on the phone, I really want to also thank Valerie Ng Miller, because it was her idea to come out on the bed.
Really?
And, yeah, she needs to be acknowledged because it was her idea, and at first I was like, oh, and then it ended up becoming such a wonderful part to open the show. And behind the scenes, we also need to thank Kat Mosby, because she did some incredible things before and after the concert that helped us all out. But, John.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. Is there something else on your mind?
No, that was it. I just want to say great show and thanks.
Well, I tell you what, our guest today is Congressman Wally Herger, John.
Ooh.
And he'll be calling in. He's going to be calling in during the break. So
I may be calling back.
Yeah.
You may be. Okay.
Speed dial.
Thanks a lot, John.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Hey, honey, it's a great job. And people came out, and they supported our troops. It's super. Thank you so much, North State. Thank you so much, Redding in Shasta County. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Lindebot. You know, today our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be with you.
Well, I can imagine that it's been kind of exciting riding around and seeing the state.
I've never seen it this exciting, Carl. We are seeing democracy at its best. We have Washington that wants to take the country in one direction, and we seem to have the vast majority of the American public all over our nation that are saying, hey, we're not going to take this one-payer government health care plan that you're trying to basically shove down our throats in the middle of the night. It's exciting.
Well, I understand is that it looks like maybe President Obama's backing off of that, of the one-payer plan.
Well, that's what he says, but you know, God bless him. He says so many things that you don't know how they really turn out. And you know, I want to give him credit that he means well, but he, you know, he originally says there aren't going to be any new taxes. Wrong. We had about $860 billion in new taxes that came out in this bill that we got just a few hours before we were voting on it. He says if you like what you have, you can keep it. Wrong. We found that out. Some 80-plus million Americans would lose what they have almost right away through this plan. So anyway, it's important that, and I don't know if he means well, if he really thought that was the way it was and didn't understand it or what, but we have to continue being very, very diligent on what's going on here in Washington.
Well, Congressman, there's so many bills floating around, from what I understand, that, you know, to say that any one bill is, you know, is a final version, you know, is may not be correct. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. There isn't anything. The only bills we have, there were as many as five. There were three in the House, one in the committee that I serve on, Ways and Means. There's a couple in the Senate. And nothing has gone through the full House or the full Senate. So everything is in a state of flux right now. So all we know is what is in the legislation that's out there. Now, in the House, they're pretty much the same. I mean, we pretty well know what they have. It's very clearly in the Senate. It's more in flux over there. But again, this is all very fluid. And the challenging part of all this is that President Obama and his party have more than enough votes to vote through anything they want just on straight party line votes, which is what we saw come out of our committee. It was straight. All the Democrats voted for it. Well, a couple didn't, but the Republicans were opposed to it. But they have a 76-vote margin in the House of Representatives. All they need is one vote to pass something. They have a 20-vote filibuster-proof margin in the Senate. So basically, anything the president's party wants to do, they can do. The only thing that's preventing them from doing that, Carl, are all these, I believe, these town hall meetings, and which we're going to have one tomorrow evening at Simpson College there in Reading.
Yeah, from 7 to 8:30 out at Simpson at the auditorium out there.
Well, it's actually at 7 o'clock. It starts at 7 there. And, you know, people are rising up and saying, you know, we're not going to take this.
Well,
and, of course, the good news about our democracy is every one of us in the House is up for re-election next year, and in the Senate, one-third of us. So there's a lot of people concerned on the other party whether or not they'll be re-elected if they support this.
Well, Congressman, this is the last question I have, because we've got, as you imagine, the phone lines are backed up. But health care does need some reform.
And absolutely.
So
and
what is the
arguing that it costs too much.
What's the Republican plan then for reform?
Pardon?
What is the Republican plan to help reform health care?
Well, we have an alternative plan there that does not which does not turn it all over to the federal government, which is basically what the president's plan would do. Within probably 2 to 5 years, it'll all be a government plan. What our plan does is bring competition. We need to lower the rates. One thing we need to do is tort reform. We have trial lawyers that are making fortunes suing people, which forces doctors to run every conceivable expensive test they can just to protect themselves. They estimate that would save between $120 and $200 billion a year. Isn't it interesting that there isn't anything on trial lawyer reform in the Democrat bill at all, in any of the five bills? You'd almost think that hundreds of millions of dollars a year were going into their campaigns, which is what's happening.
Well,
the other area we need where we could have reform is to be able to bring more competition. Right now, if you don't like your car insurance, you can go to some other car insurance. We're basically not that way with health insurance, because most states restrict health insurance only to that state. You know, it's not that way with automobile insurance. We need to have regional, I think, all 150 all of our states should be able to compete, which would, again, would bring more competition, help bring costs down. There's a number of things like this that we can do where we keep the good parts of our healthcare system but make it more efficient and costless.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Congressman, we've got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back to our listeners. We, like I said, we've got the phone lines lit up, as you can imagine. This is Carl Lindebottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Owen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're fine.
We're great, Owen.
Do you have a question for the congressman?
Well, I have more of an observation that I did a few months back. I've been trying to call Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh about it, but I can't never get through.
That's
I was
what
working
local...
in Red Bluff, and I see this bum every Monday, and he comes, and we kind of say hi to each other and stuff, and as we're passing, and he comes up to me one Monday and he says, would you like to see my Social Security check? I said, no. He says, well, I'd like for you to look at it. I said, no, I don't need to look at it. He says, oh, I want you to look at it. I said, okay, show it to me. He shows it to me. $67,000. I'm wondering if that's part of Obama's stimulus or if it was
maybe a mistake.
Probably just a mistake.
Probably.
Hey, you know, $67,000 for one check. Hey, how do I become homeless?
Okay, Owen. I'm sure that wasn't exactly in the stimulus package. Hey, thanks for your phone call.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, Congressman, if that's the case, where's mine?
Yeah, you got it. I think we're all asking that.
Okay, I've got another question. It's on for health care, but it's a little bit different here. And veterans and veterans issues. The veterans have TRICARE. The ones that are retired or medically retired have TRICARE. Now, TRICARE is a good system. However, not all doctors take it. The problem is that once they reach age 65, they're switched to Medicare. And Medicare has become a very difficult system to use in the fact that many doctors will not take it because of the late, the long time it takes for them to get paid and the lower amounts they get paid. Is anybody addressing this at all?
Well, Carl, a very good question, one that comes up often. And it really centers around the fact that the American public, the American taxpayer, all of us made a commitment to our veterans, like yourself, who's a veteran, that and all the tens of thousands that we have in our district and millions in our country, that we were going to take care of their health care when they retired, when they left the military service. And that's what the TRICARE is for. And we need to make sure that we're doing that. Now, we know we've put a clinic in over the years there in Reading. We've increased that, so there's a lot of things we're doing, but we have to keep continuing to be diligent to ensure that our veterans have the health care that we promised them. And this is an ongoing process to make sure that we're able to do that.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens that I'm seeing, and there's been no change in this. President Obama put in the largest amount into the VA than has been put in for I think 30 years, but we're still seeing our veterans, our aged veterans, being taken for 12-hour trips down to be to see a specialist down at Mather. It seems like that can be fixed, and again, the Social Security, or not Social Security, but the Medicare debacle we're in right now is going to have, is having a huge impact on our community and probably everybody in the United States. I just
well,
don't see...
Well, you're absolutely right, and you're pointing out some very important points that the American people are getting, by the way, and that is, if you're unhappy with the way Medicare is now, can you imagine if the entire system were run by the government? I mean, I don't know of anything, and it isn't that they don't mean well, it's just that it's, the government is not set up to be efficient. I don't know of anything that the federal government runs that people are really happy with. I mean, that there aren't major problems with. And, you just brought up one, and thank goodness we have a private system alongside the Medicare system that can, and we see all the cost shifting going on, because what the when you have a government plan, doesn't matter if it's in Canada or England or wherever it is, when you have it, what they do is they cut back money to it. And when they don't have enough money, then they reduce services.
Yeah.
And they reduce payments. Now, we're seeing both of those happening with Medicare, particularly the payments. So you see dramatic cost shifting going on.
Yeah.
The doctors don't want to take it because they're not being paid enough. So, and the hospitals don't like it. So what they do, those of us who have private insurance, which is through to your employer or whoever it is, have to pay more because they're paying for what the federal government isn't paying. And it's a nightmare, and it gets worse. And to think of having the entire system that way is mind-boggling.
Well, we've got to take a break here, Congressman. And we've got people on the phones. One of the things I want to address is when we come back, and of course we'll get to our listeners right away too, but one of the things also we want to talk about is, the cost. We can't talk exact cost, but we can talk about, you know, the amount of money that we're spending on programs that aren't working.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, Kelly, you always pick the greatest music out. Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones.
May, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, May?
Well, I got a couple of things in my mind. I think that Terminator, when he was at the fire department where he had been out there by the fire, he should have been out there fighting that fire. And then too, we have the means to get that big water plane and use it, but he don't want to do it because he's already griping it's costing too much money to fight these fires. If we get that water plane, we could get it out. Another thing, too, on the Medicare or Medicaid, there is hardly any doctors in this area, Reading or any place, that takes Medi-Cal because the government won't pay them enough. There's plenty of money out there if that Terminator would get off, and figure out how to get a budget. Oh, you get me, man. I just hate to even watch the news anymore. You can't watch the weather to see what's going on because there's too much hot air with him blowing his air. But anyway, tell Wally Herger he needs to get that Terminator, get him to get that plane up and get these fires out, and quit complaining there's too much money cost already to put these fires out. One big sweep and he could have done. And on top of that, he should have been out there, Terminator should have been out there helping fight that fire instead of yakking his flap and flapping his mouth.
Thank you, May.
Okay.
Hey, May, thanks again. Did you get that one, Congressman?
I got it. It's pretty much a state issue here, but yeah. I get it. Yeah, boy, okay. We're in the fire.
Get the governor off his butt. Yeah. Okay, let's go to... Yeah. Tex, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to quickly comment on the show Friday night. I did catch it. It was something you would see at Radio City Music Hall. And how Carl got able to dub his harmonica to Stevie Wonder was fantastic.
I spent 3 months learning how to play one song.
Mr. Herger. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Bott. I went to a meeting you hosted a month ago at the rodeo grounds with Sheriff Mack. And he stated to an overwhelming applause that don't expect any help from anybody working in Washington. They are working for themselves. Mr. Herger has amassed millions and millions of dollars. The insurance companies give Mr. Herger lots of money to get reelected, so of course he's going to be in their favor of any kind of overplay. Also, the pharmaceutical companies, so obviously he's not going to be for compassionate marijuana. Beer and wine and liquor companies also give him lots of money. So, of course, he's going to want the status quo because that's how he gets elected.
You need to let the congressman comment on this.
So it sounds like you're for the president's plan. I might mention that the insurance companies and have pretty much, and the pharmaceuticals have pretty much made a deal with the president and with his party. And you should look at how much they're giving them. I mean, it's public record how much they give all of us. But,
well, Mr. Obama, I didn't vote for him, but I'm hoping he'll be the best president
we've
ever had.
You
seems to be trying
to be
in different areas.
Congressman, you finish your comment, and then we'll let Tex have his, and we'll go to the next person.
Helping who here?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Let the congressman finish his comment, and then you can have one, and then we'll go to the next caller.
So, you know, the president has intimidated the pharmaceutical companies. So they've come out and have been running ads in support of this government takeover plan. The insurance companies are working with the president in support of this government takeover plan. So these groups you've mentioned their investment. You should look. I mean, if they've been giving me money, I'm on the opposite side they are on this issue. But I think we need to look at where we are in the issue, and I hope you're not for the government taking over these plans, because that's what the president and that's what both of those groups you mentioned have been supporting.
Tex?
Well, the insurance companies are and have been corrupted by Wall Street and greed. They have incentive to deny coverage, so if they deny your operation by a pencil pusher, the boss man gets $1 million bonus at the end of the year. How is this a system? 45 million Americans have no insurance.
Hey, Tex, let the congressman answer that.
Sir, why are they running ads throughout the nation in support of this government takeover? Evidently, it sounds like you're in favor of the government takeover, because the insurance company, particularly the pharmaceuticals, and certainly the trial lawyers are all the ones that are out in support of the government's plan.
Okay.
So are you in support of the government's plan?
I don't know what the plan is, but something has to change, because the big boys have gotten too corrupt in government, in business, in every single area. I mean, Karzai's brother is in charge of the poppy plants in Afghanistan, and we're in Iraq.
Okay, hey, Tex, thanks for your phone call. We got other people on the line, but we appreciate it, because you brought in new questions for this. Okay, he's got some good points there, Congressman.
Yes, and you know that we need. Well, the points are is each one of the groups he mentioned is for the president, and if we don't like Medicare now, we had our previous caller mention how they're not getting paid on Medi-Cal, not getting paid on Medicare. Well, if you don't like that, you surely would not like if the government took it all over.
Yeah.
But yet, all of those groups that the caller mentioned, they're out helping the president to make it even worse that way.
Well, you know,
and I agree, we've got to change the system. We need to reform the system, but having the government take over is not the way. We need more competition among insurance companies so that they will bring their prices down. Right now, we don't have every state in the union, insurance companies can only compete in those states. There's no other business that you don't have interstate competition, and we need that. We need more competition to help bring better quality and lower prices from our insurance companies.
Okay.
There are some good reforms we could do.
Yeah.
Okay, Congressman, we have the phones are absolutely lit up, and we do have to take a break. No,
not yet. Let's go to Bruce first, son.
Good morning, Wally, and good morning, you guys up there.
Morning.
Hey,
Bruce. Well,
amen on tweaking the system we have. I'm one on that knows for sure. I have a friend in Oregon. We have the same Mutual of Omaha supplement plan. He pays $100, and I pay $167 for it. Same old everything, so that is one thing that could really help out if you could shop around.
See, now there's a case where the Oregon group cannot come down into California and sell you at a lower rate.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's
crazy
bizarre
to have that happen.
We should be able to, all these companies have to set up their own rules for each individual state, therefore the rates are different.
Absolutely, and the other one, Wally, we talked about
Oregon and California, and I might say Nevada and other states, so as to be able to give you that $100 rate rather than paying $160.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Bruce.
Hey, one more little quickie here on House Bill 3326 on the military funding issue. How in the world did the $500 million for the corporate jets for the congressional execs and people like Nancy Pelosi get in the back of that if people read it?
Isn't that bizarre? Isn't that the most bizarre thing you ever heard? And you're absolutely right. I mean, anyway, there's nothing, and you know, they finally stopped that, and the reason they stopped that is because the American people became aware of it, and people like you and Carl and others began talking about it and put pressure on these guys, so knowing that they're going to be up for re-election next year, to back off of it.
Well, you know,
it's really bizarre what we see going on.
Well, we got to take a break here, but let me tell you, it's a shame. It's just a shame that people back off stupid decisions or spending our money so frivolously because, oh, it's an election year. Why can't they do the right thing all the time? Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning. Oh, Monday morning. It's Carl and Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio. We're on the phone with Congressman Wally Herger. Let's go to the phones.
Elaine, you're on.
Hey, I wanted to say thank you to Congressman Herger for signing on as a co-sponsor of the Parental Rights Amendment that's currently, you know, working its way through Congress. And I wanted to just point out, you know, he's probably aware of the danger of signing the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. It affects not just how parents raise their children here in America by subjecting us to international law on child rearing, but it also affects such things as gun rights as interpreted through the UNCRC. And so I just wanted to thank him for being one of the co-sponsors on that.
Elaine, you're welcome. I share those concerns. The United Nations, we have to keep our eye on them. There's a lot of mischief that tends to go on there, and so I appreciate your comments.
Okay. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
You're up.
I don't know if I have my numbers right, so bear with me here.
Okay.
I think it's House Resolution 1388. Do we really have $20.3 million going to migration assistance for Palestinian refugees and conflict victims of Gaza?
Congressman?
Karen, I'd need, if we can check with my office, I don't have those numbers on the top of my head, but I could certainly, if you wouldn't mind, we're in the phone book, you just give my office a call, and we could certainly check that out for you.
Karen, I've heard those numbers before that money was given, was put into the budget, but I don't know if it made it all the way through.
Okay.
Again, just give my Reading office a call, and we can check and find that out for you.
Okay. I was just wondering if we were in the habit of spending so much money to have more people that don't work and pay taxes
bizarre,
here come in.
I'm sorry, what, Congressman?
I said it sounds pretty bizarre on the surface. I'd have to check in to see what it is. We have many things that are introduced. Not everything passes, so, you know, we could at least give you a status on where that is or what's happening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Well, you're having a town hall meeting, I believe, tomorrow night. From
That's correct.
7 to 8:30.
7 o'clock, 7 to 8:30 at Simpson at their gymnasium or their big hall there, yeah.
Isn't it amazing how throughout the country the town hall meeting has now become the topic of the moment wherever you go? It seems that America is standing on their feet, knocking on the door and saying, let's get together because we're not happy with what's going on.
It certainly is, and I think this is democracy at its best. We had a big election that completely changed the status of the Congress and the presidency. The president's party has a 76-vote margin in the House, filibuster approved 20 vote margin in the Senate, so they can do anything they want, and the only thing that's preventing them from just steamrolling, whether it be this tax and cap and tax energy bill, $3,100 per house, or whether it be this government takeover of our health care system, the only thing right now with the other party in power is the American people that are standing up and being heard. And it's very exciting. It's one of the most exciting Democratic witness that I've ever seen in my time in office.
Well, you know, the fact is that, you know, people have complained about, you know, some of them seem to be organized. You know, I have no problem with that because organizations, but either side. What I am heartened to see, though, Congressman, is that it hasn't passed because that tells me is that people are just not just going to go follow the, you know, follow the party, you know, the party plan for right then, that people are starting to take a look at it and say, hey, what's, I hope they're thinking what's best for America and not, you know, what's going to get me reelected. I would like to think it's best for America. Let's go to the phones here.
Yeah, but Carl, I wish I could be as positive as you are. These individuals have been elected. They would, the vast majority of them would love to go through and pass this. And the only reason they're not passing it is they know they're going to be thrown out of office.
Well, you know, well, maybe that's it.
My read of seeing them there. That's the only reason this thing has a shot through. They were able to pass by only 7 votes this cap and tax energy bill, you know, just a month ago, in the 4th of July work recess. And the only reason they weren't is that it wasn't because they thought, oh, boy, I have concerns about this. It was that they thought they were going to be thrown out of office. Now, we had a little bit, because these are people who philosophically don't agree with us. These are people who think the government knows best. Those are the ones that are in control right now. Well, the only reason they don't go through with what the president has said he's wanted is a fear that they're going to be thrown out of office. Now, guys like me, I've voted consistently this way since I've been in office, but we have a vast majority in the House and the Senate now who don't think like you and I and the vast majority of us up in rural Northern California. They're city-thinking people, Nancy Pelosi-thinking people, and it's only these people standing up, this previous silent majority that is being very vocal now, that is stopping them.
We've got to take a quick break here, Congressman, and then we've got about 5 minutes left. But, you know, there were things being done in the last 8 years that, you know, got my hackles up, too. So, you know, it's there's things that I've seen that everybody could do a little bit better job on. Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, and we are in the Free Fire Zone, which means we just have a few minutes left. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Fine. You got a question for the congressman?
I sure do. With the setup of these czars and that within our government, it seems like there's a government within a government being set up. As a veteran, I was sworn to uphold the Constitution. I was not required to give that up when I left the service. The Congress was given that same oath, and I'm wondering, is there a committee or anything looking into the what I look at as un-American activities that are going on within this government at this time to circumvent or to tear this government apart?
Congressman.
I share every one of your concerns. This president, Obama, has set up 32 czars. Now, we used to have a drug czar. I mean, I think it started with that. But no one has had the number of czars, not a one of these czars, unlike a cabinet-level member that has to be sustained by the Senate. These czars don't have to be sustained by anyone. And there's 32 of them, 32 of them that are not sustained by anybody. And, you know, czars, that was old Russia, you know, for... I don't know, 500-700 years. I mean, those were dictators, and to think we'd even call them a czar, really, I mean, again, one more big concern about, you know, government trying to go in and supersede our democracy, and there's a tremendous amount of concern to mine and a number of people.
Thanks for your phone call. Ed, we got like 30 seconds, Ed.
Okay, well, I just want your comment, Congressman, on legalizing drugs. I want your readers and you to look at today's column in the Washington Post by 2 Baltimore police officers. It's time to legalize drugs. I think that is a real conservative position. Legalize, tax, and regulate drugs. You're coming.
Thanks, Ed.
Well, God bless you. I'm not for legalizing illegal drugs, and I think we have enough problems out there now. I'm very familiar with the debate and on both sides, but I'm not in favor of doing that.
Okay, Congressman, thank you. Congressman, I know you've got another appointment here. We're about out of time anyway. Is there anything else you'd like to say here before we can turn you loose?
Well, this is one of the most dangerous times and threats to our democracy I've seen in my years in Washington. And that's the bad news with the government just working to take over taxes, spend us to death, more debt than we've seen in all the previous presidents combined. this health care system on top of the cap and trade energy, $3,100 per household. The good news of all this is I have never seen people up in arms like they are now. And these are the, quote, silent majority of the past. We have awakened sleeping giant in America, and that is more exciting than anything I've ever seen. And so I just say to our listeners, let's keep it up. Let's keep after those who would try to have the government take over everything. And we're going to keep our democracy, but we're going to keep it because all of us are involved.
Okay, Congressman, thank you very much. You know, and it is an exciting time. You know, I love seeing people get involved, and we've had a lot of that up here in the North State. You know, starting with Tax Day on April 15th, and more people are starting to take interest in this, which is good. No matter what side you take, as long as you get interested in it. So
absolutely, you know, we can disagree without being disagreeable. That's what makes our country great, and. I love seeing that, and that's what's going to turn things around and bring us back in the direction that we need to be moving in.
Okay, Congressman, thank you so much for being on the show, and we hope to hear from you soon. Okay, this is how much time we got? Are we about out of here? Okay, I'm sorry, people that are on the line, but we're going to have to leave. Tomorrow we're going to have the Vice Mayor on, Patrick Jones, be talking about a number of things. Maybe a good time to ask about police cuts. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?